This is BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Cornerbrook staff are busy today switching over snowplows to include baskets and blowers. The issue was discussed at the start of last night's public meeting. Councillor Pamela Gill asked when the process would start, since there are many problem intersections in the city.
A couple of people have asked me if the snowblower, the giant snowblower, will be coming to do corners of intersections and such, because there are a number of intersections where you just cannot see what is coming around the corner. I was just curious.
The city's director of engineering, Donnie Burton, says crews started last night working with plows to clear the snow to be ready for the mechanical switchover today.
So you'll see 2 to 3 big blowers out in the, they'll start. We did a little bit of Elizabeth Street area last week, but we'll be up in the Sunny Slope area, Elizabeth Street area, moving downwards towards downtown. And we will have baskets out to clean up the intersections where the banks are high, it's hard to see around, and clean up the cul-de-sacs. So there's a break in the weather now for a few days, so we will be spending a lot of time getting it cleaned up for the next round of snow.
Mayor Jim Parsons says crews are still working on cleaning up after this past weekend.
Started off a bit mild, but boy, that escalated quickly, and really, ended up being pretty substantial. So we're back to winter.
Meanwhile, still on the topic of snow removal, there are about 6.5 weeks before remaining snow plows are expected to be delivered to Newfoundland Labrador. Back in 2023, government ordered 44 new pieces of heavy equipment to replace aging infrastructure at 687 depots. Last November, another 20 were ordered. Transportation Minister Fred Hutton says as of today, only 14 new snowplows have arrived and 9 of them are in use.
I got to be honest, I'm a little disappointed that, almost 2 years since we ordered 44 of these, we're not guaranteed that all of them will arrive by the end of March, which is what the contract stipulates they have to. Now, some are still coming in on a weekly basis, and we're hoping that more will be here. But the vendors, one out of province and one locally, have indicated to us that there's a pretty good chance that not all 64 will get here in time.
Hutton says it takes time to replace this equipment.
We have about 570 or 580 pieces of heavy equipment that are utilized during the winter months to ice control, snow clearing, snow removal across the 9,700 kilometers of highway that we're responsible for. And it is a huge job. Obviously, to replace that many pieces of equipment over a period of time, that's why we've made the commitment. Obviously, these pieces of equipment go through a lot when they're plowing roads, hitting humps and bumps and clearing the snow and all types of weather.
Hutton says vendors are citing supply chain issues as the reason they can't be delivered by March 31st. That's your latest BayFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.